USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another mass shooting, this time in El Paso, Texas, where officials say several people were killed when gunfire broke out in a shopping complex. Police Sergeant Robert Gomez.
There were reports of gunfire in several locations, mainly at Walmart and the Sola Vista Mall.
The suspect is reported in custody in what police call gang-related terrorism. At this time, the Walmart is still closed and police are still investigating. State Representative Cesar Blanco.
It no longer is an active shooting situation. It is a homicide scene situation, according to the El Paso Police Department. But really a tragedy for one of the safest cities in the world. This is happening here at home.
It was only a week ago that a gunman opened fire at the Garlic Festival in Gilroy, California. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings has spoken out for the first time since President Trump began denouncing him and the city of Baltimore. Cummings says tweets from afar won't cut it.
What I want to say to those all those people, since we've got a national audience, come to Baltimore. Do not just criticize us, but come to Baltimore, and I promise you, you will be welcome. There are not many things to feed my soul. I do not have time for people who want to trash our city. But I do have time for our kids. And so don't waste my pain. Don't step on it. Don't trample on the pain of our people.
An earthquake in Indonesia has killed 4 people. The cleanup is underway after the 6.8 shaker hit off Java Island. More than 200 homes were damaged, and people felt it 230 miles away in the capital city of Jakarta. The 4 victims died while fleeing in panic. 4 others were hurt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Just as President Trump began tweeting about the city's crime rate, a Maryland congressman's Baltimore home was broken into. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Baltimore police confirming they're investigating a burglary at the home of Congressman Elijah Cummings that happened last Saturday morning. They say they got a call at about 3:40 a.m. and responded to Cummings' home on the city's Madison Avenue. Police can't say if any property was taken, and they haven't said if they have any specific suspects. Ironically, the break-in occurred just a few hours before President Trump started a tweet war, focusing on Cummings and the Baltimore crime rate. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ryan Kozlowski was convicted of poisoning his wife's coffee. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
He was sentenced to 60 days in jail, and he will be serving that on the weekends. His ex-wife, who doesn't want to be identified, says she started getting suspicious when she felt tired while driving on the highway.
This was the morning rush hour. Other commuters were everywhere, honking at me, either to warn me I was about to hit the wall or trying to avoid a collision with me.
His ex-wife also says she put a security camera above her coffee maker and was horrified by what it captured.
He poured himself a cup of coffee, took the blue substance, poured it into the pot, and swirled it around.
Many people are outraged that he will be serving his time on weekends.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.